From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds, and this is The Conversation. Well, this week, the Seattle City Council is holding a town hall meeting on the Seattle Climate Action Plan. And the goal of the plan is to make Seattle net carbon neutral by the year 2050. It's being led by Seattle City Council member Mike O'Brien. Mike, thanks for joining us.
You bet, Ross.
So the city set this goal back in 2011, and now you've got a plan for net zero carbon emissions over the next 27 years. What does that exactly mean, net zero carbon emissions?
Well, essentially what we're saying is when you look at all the emissions that happen within the city, we will reduce our emissions as much as we can everywhere. The projection is we'd get somewhere to about a 90% reduction. And those few emissions that we can't get out, we would offset by purchasing offsets out in the market. But net overall, our actions would result in no new carbon going into the atmosphere.
Now, I understand it looks as though the biggest piece of this thing is getting people out of their cars on a large scale. What's the number of people you have to get out of cars this year to know that you're on the way to reaching this goal?
You know, we haven't measured it in terms of people out of cars. What we're really talking about is creating more alternatives and better opportunities to try alternative transportation. So that means making sure we have a robust transit system that gets people from where they want to go to where they need to be, that it's reliable and convenient. It means we have safe neighborhoods that people can walk in, or they can run errands on their bike and not feel threatened by vehicles. Those are the types of investments we want to make. And what we'll see is fewer trips taken, so we'll reduce the vehicle miles traveled, and that those trips will be also shorter in length because hopefully people will be able to access their needs closer to home.
Well, part of that also is having affordable housing where people can get to work by walking or biking. How well is the city addressing that issue?
Well, you know, later today the city council will pass an upzone in South Lake Union, and we took a big step towards that by requiring new development that goes to these newer heights to provide on-site workforce housing. It's a small step for sure, Ross, because we see people with good-paying jobs in the city of Seattle not being able to afford to live in Seattle, and we need to be making big steps. And that's actually highlighted in the Climate Action Plan, which surprised some folks. But affordable housing in the city is good for the city, it's good for our workers, and it's also good for the climate.
City Councilmember Mike O'Brien, do you have a price tag on what it'll take to get us to net carbon neutrality by the year 2050?
We do not have an overall price tag. There's a lot of moving parts in there, and so some pieces of it we have some ideas. But what we do know is the cost of not doing anything is certainly going to be much greater than what will cost to implement this plan. And this plan rolls up other plans we've been talking about. It's our transit master plan. It's our pedestrian master plan, our bike master plan, city light strategic plan. You know, they are all part of this plan. And so these are, you know, the investments we're making aren't just good for the climate. They're really good for our community. They make it more affordable to live here. They make it easier for folks to get around. They increase our quality of life across the board.
Finally, Seattle could become carbon neutral, and it would have relatively little effect on the global climate area. Why not focus the efforts to something that would have a bigger effect, maybe not even in Seattle?
You know, I think what we're trying to do here, recognizing that, yes, Seattle is a small piece of carbon emissions globally, but if we can start to find solutions that work in a city like Seattle, what we save in terms of carbon emissions in Seattle may not be significant, but the technology we create or the policies we create that we can export to cities around the world, all of a sudden we start leveraging our advances elsewhere, and that's where we start to see the differences.
Hey, Mike, thanks for your time.
You bet, Ross.
Mike O'Brien, Seattle City Council member. There's going to be a panel hearing this between 6 and 8 tomorrow on the second floor of the University Heights Center. That's 5031 University Way. If you'd like to find out more about the plan to make Seattle net carbon neutral by the year 2050.